AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. They conclude that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. With prices up across the board, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that there are ways for consumers to save on their Thanksgiving meal.
Wholesale turkey prices are expected to rise about 44% this year due to avian flu shrinking the turkey supply and rising demand for turkey as other meats have become more expensive. Costs for Thanksgiving staples such as cranberry are also up, but there are ways to ease the pain on the wallet.
We're seeing some promotions being implemented in an effort to draw customers into the store.
Food economist David Ortega at Michigan State University.
Consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
Discount grocer Aldi is advertising a $40 meal for 10 with 21 items. Kroger says shoppers can feed 10 people for under $50 with its menu of store brand products. Walmart is offering a revamped, cheaper meal basket this year as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A college football player is facing charges following a weekend stabbing of two fellow players. Correspondent Gautam Kulbaugh.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning, hours before the school's game against South Florida. UAB said both wounded players were in stable condition. The university had not released the names of those involved. A suspect is in custody. County jail records show offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged with assault and attempted murder. Interim coach Alex Mortensen said some players chose to sit out the game, but most played to honor graduating seniors. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. AP's Julie Walker reports thousands of arrests by President Trump's crime-fighting task force in Memphis are straining jails and courts.
Since September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel tied to the Memphis State Task Force have made traffic stops, served warrants, and searched for fugitives in the city of about 610,000 people. More than 2,800 have been arrested, more than 28,000 traffic citations issued. Opponents of the task force in the majority black Memphis say it targets minorities and intimidates law-abiding Latinos. Republican Governor Bill Lee and others who hope the surge reduces violent crime support the task force. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. stock market is rising again ahead of a week with shortened trading because of Thanksgiving holiday. The S&P 500 climbed 1.4%. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.